Today on the Adam Grow Quiz Show, we consume exaltation transference pills and press our palms together. I'm Adam Grow, host of Cash Cab Canada and a stand-up comedian as well. I have never been on The Tonight Show. You can find me on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and AdamGrow.com, though. This is my daily trivia podcast of the Adam Grow Quiz Show. Stay tuned for details on how you can win cash out of my pocket live on stage. The 1968 movie Barbarella is supposedly about events that take place in the year 40,000, and one of the popular prognostications depicted in the film was that sex eventually involved taking a pill and then pressing palms with your partner when your psychocardiograms are in perfect harmony. The movie was based on the comics of the same name and directed by Roger Vadim, whose wife at the time was Jane Fonda. She played the lead role, and while it wasn't her first big break, which was arguably Cat Ballou in 1965, Barbarella did establish her as a movie sex symbol. In fact, film experts suggest her portrayal of Barbarella paved the way for other sci-fi sex symbols like Carrie Fisher and Sigourney Weaver and Natasha Henstridge and Jessica Rabbit, all of whom over the years have had a certain degree of palm press appeal. Which 1980s rock band got their name from the name of the evil villain in the 1960s sci-fi movie Barbarella? It was back in the 60s, sci-fi cult favorite Barbarella. What 1980s rock band got their name from the name of the evil villain in that movie? Is it A, Duran Duran? B, Lex Luthor Vandross? He sings some sweet, smooth jazz. Yeah, that guy. C, the fine young Hannibal Lecters. Or D, Frankie Kruger Goes to Hollywood. The evil inventor of the positronic ray was more specifically named Durand Durand. But I guess the band dropped the D's because when you say it fast, it sounds different. Right? Like I won a math debate. It's the same thing if you say that fast. It sounds different. Don't do it. Play the Adam Grow Quiz Show online anytime at adamgrowquizshow.com. You're still doing it. Stop it. That is at adamgrowquizshow.com, where you can also check for dates for the live version of my show, which features stand-up comedy and your chance to win cash out of my pocket as a contestant on stage. I'm at the Randolph Theatre on June 8th in Toronto with the quiz show, and even before then, I'm doing some stand-up comedy guest spots at Absolute Comedy Club in Toronto. That's starting April 11th. Thank you so much for playing the Adam Grow Quiz Show.